Hello mates, it's the Match Day Diary. It's the Puffy Newcastle on New Year's Day. Happy New Year to all of you listening. I'm in the Glenbrook. I've just nipped in on a very cold, wet, windy Liverpool night. I nipped home and I've wrapped up warm. I've got a scarf on. I nearly went for the hat, but I've got the big coat. It's, believe it or not, it's the first time the big coat's been out for a while. Because it's been quite mild, hasn't it, mates, really? Well, that's in Liverpool anyway, but yeah, so I thought I'd go for the big coat and that should do me. And I've got two pairs of socks on. I don't think I've worn two pairs of socks since the old hiking days, but I've gone for it because, yeah, it's not very pleasant out there. God knows why we felt we needed to put it at 8 o'clock on a Monday, on a New Year's Day when everyone's off work, but they have. But anyway, so I've got out, nipped into the Glenbrook, and I'm gonna brave the conditions in a minute, wander up the road to see the Mighty Reds for the first time in 2024. So that's nice, isn't it? And hopefully we all see a positive result. The team's out, it's interesting. I'd love to speak to the manager or one of the coaches properly about the front three and what the thinking is around, you know, who they pick and what they want to get out of them in certain games. I'd have felt like it was maybe one for Gakpo today. But obviously they've gone for Nunes again. Listen, he scores against Burnley, so maybe they want to keep playing him. They think he's maybe a streaky striker, so now he's got one, play him again. Obviously they're going to need all of them with Salah away, but I'd have maybe thought they'd have gone for Gakpo in this, but they haven't. It's Nunes, Diaz, who's not been great for him really, but maybe they just need, they think it'll just turn for him in a game, and so it might be this one. And obviously Salah plays because he goes away after this. We've got a very good record against Newcastle here. They're just showing it on the telly. 22 wins, 5 draws, 1 Newcastle win in the last 28. So hopefully that continues in a positive manner today. I've seen loads of 4-3 chat today. A surprising amount considering it was a long time ago that now, wasn't it? But yeah, not of us after that. There's a standing cop. There we are. They're showing it last time Newcastle beat us. Standing cop in 1994. That must have been the last year that. That must have been the last one. It felt like, it was that summer where they went to Seaton a long time ago now. So, yeah, hopefully the Reds will win. But you know all about it by now. A lot of my mates have been out all day. I've been doing sorts of family stuff. So, there's a few drunk. I was going to say boys and girls. It's just boys, to be honest with you. That won't surprise you. It was sort of knocking about at the moment. Quickly being stood down from post-match content.